Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 16th day of June 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're working on getting Max Keiser to join us, if not today, tomorrow, from Greece on the front lines of the fight against the globalists. The people there are fighting back and saying they're not going to pay hundreds of billions of dollars to the private Federal Reserve and other private shareholders of the global banking consortium that they do not owe. And, of course, it's come out that their leader, Papandreou, was financed and on the payroll of Goldman Sachs and others. And he's announced that he's ready to resign and is reshuffling the cabinet now under riots going on all over the country against the criminals in government. And so we have that news today, and regardless, we'll be covering it. Political turmoil in Greece amid austerity uproar. Associated Press, Greek Prime Minister to reshuffle cabinet. IMF concerned. Papandreou set to fall within days is one of the other headlines. Greek PM George Papandreou to unveil, again, a new cabinet and is saying he may resign. This morning it was he was going to resign. Now it's he may resign. And so it's not just Muammar Gaddafi that is set to be possibly falling. It's people like Papandreou. Okay, there is a lot of other incredible news. Wiener has announced he's going to be resigning. So we've got that report. That's not very important overall, but it is an interesting little soap opera that we've been watching ongoing. And they tried to sell the idea that, oh, it's okay, all politicians do this, just let him get away with it. So it is a good sign that these people are not able to just get away with anything, which is what they've tried to do. They're trying to break our will and train us that they can get away with basically anything. Also, some good news. This happened a few days ago, and I wasn't aware of it, but I heard it on local radio last night, and it's confirmed that Rick Perry has done the right thing, reportedly, and added to the special session under massive pressure the TSA anti-groping bill that passed unanimously in the House and was killed a month ago in the Senate. So we're going to be breaking that down. Some very positive news. We're told that the known CIA asset who dines secretly at the Pentagon, according to Fox News and Associated Press, has been appointed the new leader of Al-Qaeda. And we're seeing all sorts of new hype about how Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute. So we need to give up all of our liberties and our freedoms. In geopolitical news, Russia and China warn West against Arab interference. And on top of that, China military paper urges steps against U.S. cyber war threat. So there's a big cyber warfare race going on, and China will use its crackdown in the name of fighting the United States as a way to restrict its citizens' access to information more, and so will our nation. And that's why these police states love war, or the threat of a new war and new types of war. So that is just some of the news that we're going to be breaking down on that front today. We'll also be tracking stocks as they continue to fall in Europe on news that Papandreou may fall because if Wall Street and the European brokerage firms know that they're not going to be able to get unlimited taxpayer money out of Europe to pay off their bad bets that they've paid our governments off to tie themselves into, then that means the end of the party, the end of the crony capitalist system that is the opposite of free market and actually creates socialism at the grassroots to steal our wealth and transfer it to them through fascism. And speaking of that, coming up later, they want Texas taxpayers and Austinites predominantly to pay for a $250 million Formula One track. Why is that important? Well, the owner of this whole situation, his daughter's worth $4 billion, and she just bought the most expensive house in the United States. And most of it is from people's tax money. So we'll be looking at crony capitalism today. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, the news only gets more intense, more crazy. You're not imagining things. Everything is accelerating. There is a worldwide quickening happening. There are riots all over Greece today. Many of the police are now joining the citizens. And guess what the tyrant is doing? Papandreou, openly financed by Goldman Sachs, openly working for them, openly put into power. It's all over the Greek news that he did meet 3 years ago and 2 years ago, planning the implosion of the Greek economy to transfer all wealth to the offshore banks. And that's why they're rioting and burning things, and the government is set to collapse, and Papandreou is now announcing that he's appointing a new cabinet in a transition to resign. Wienergate is coming to a close. Now, except there may be charges for lying to the FBI and others when he filed that fake report of hacking by Breitbart. I keep saying Breitbart. I know it's Breitbart. I have a tendency as one of my foibles to screw names up. It's like I was calling it St. Mort's instead of St. Moritz at Bilderberg. He still could get in trouble for lying and saying he was hacked. And then civilly, he should get in trouble for saying that Breitbart did it. Just shows you how snaky and desperate and underhanded these people are. But all of that pales in significance, and we're going to cover it all, to the ATF caught lying under oath and saying they never knew of a plan to ship guns into Mexico so they could then demonize the Second Amendment and claim the crime wave, the total collapse, the failed state that is Mexico, was caused by our Second Amendment. And it turns out the ATF had cameras in the shops, ordered the shops to do it, and was running the whole thing and knew full well the guns were being used to kill people and to shoot at U.S. law enforcement. And Congressman Issa has said, okay, caught you under oath. I'm releasing your internal emails of the people that testified in their own admissions that they did all of this. So huge, huge, huge issue on that front. And what's happening is the politicians are learning they're not above the law. You can go to prison for lying to an FBI agent in a criminal investigation. Well, then why can Bill Clinton lie? Why can George W. Bush lie? Why can the ATF lie? You're not above the law. You're not above the law. And the Attorney General, all of these people that ran this false flag terror attack against the Second Amendment, that's what it is, a staged frame-up of the Second Amendment, need to be indicted. Now, don't expect the FBI and the Justice Department under Homeland Security to indict their own people. Don't expect the Attorney General to be indicted. That's why Congress needs to move forward with immediate impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero. It needs to happen now. We're going to be going over that. Now, the really big news is from multiple sources at Fort Hood on and off air, letters I've received from Fort Hood from separate individuals saying the exact same thing, and phone calls on air confirming the same issue. And since then, we've gotten even more confirmation. Now, this is not a 100% deal, because they'll tell the troops, keep us on the down low, but you're going to be going in to this country or that at set date. That means they've been told it's got a green light, but it hasn't been initiated yet, and change and plans may change. But they've not even been told that. And a lot of these same sources right down the line have told us exactly what country is going to be toppled next, where troops are going to invade next, where drone attacks are going to be deployed next. And so we're getting this from multiple sides. And I'm going to open the phones up throughout this hour while I cover other news, specifically for contractors, U.S. military personnel, husbands, wives, spouses of U.S. military personnel to either confirm or deny, to either add confirmation to this or to subtract from it. But right now, it's a 98% confirmation. It's really about 100 in my estimate, but we always like to second guess ourselves a bit because it's not a totally 100% nailed down. But here is the big news. And it's just a quick blurb up at Infowars.com with an accompanying special report video that we need to get out to everyone. U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. U.S. Special Forces to intensify their moves into the region coming up by early next month, so less than 15 days from now, in early July. And then in late September, early October, they are set to send in the 3rd Corps, which is in overall command, specifically the 1st Cavalry Division. And parts of that are broken up around the world, but I did some checking last night and today and did confirm large contingents of 3rd Corps, obviously based at Fort Hood, with a contingent also at Fort Bliss, with 1st Cavalry, large contingents of that there, and they are being prepared to invade Libya with ground war. And they have been told that it will be between 12 and 20,000 frontline armor troops, and then just as many support troops that will come in after the initial landings. And they're looking at aircraft landings in the east, backed up with the al-Qaeda forces in Benghazi and globalist / al-Qaeda held areas that our troops are going to be working with, and also amphibious ships, Marine Corps ships, British and U.S. off the shore. We have not gotten any bona fide confirmed intel blurps from Marines. We've gotten a little bit, but nothing triple confirmed. And we're out to quadruple confirmed right now, but that isn't 100% yet. But we know the Marines are off the coast. We know they say this isn't a war. Obama put out a statement saying it's not a war, so he doesn't need congressional approval. Congress is suing him over this. First time a president has gone into a major 3-month military operation that's expanding and said it isn't a military operation. And on top of it, called it a kinetic action and then lied about the plan for ground troops when NATO, a month and a half ago, openly wrote up the battle plans and are prepared to vote for the full ground invasion. We know U.S. troops are on the ground, at least advising. We've got reports from inside the mortuary division of 2 dead U.S. Army soldiers and 3 dead contractor civilians. We're trying to double confirm that, but that's what the type of casualties you'd expect to see associated with advisors. We know there's U.S. advisors. That was admitted before the 3-month-old conflict started. We know there's British advisors and SAS that have been videotaped of controlling anti-tank artillery from hilltops and directing it, but also pulling the trigger, kicking the switch on them. We've also got U.S. and British special forces. Also, reportedly, there's some other NATO forces inside. The Germans have pulled out, as you know, 2 months ago, but there are reportedly French special forces and others also lasing targets on the ground. For those that don't know what that means, they're there with lasers or with GPS grid markers marking the Hellfire missiles dropped from the drones, the 2,000-pound bombs dropped from the F-15s and F-18s and F-16s, and also GPS marking grids of where hidden equipment is. And, of course, all of that was denied for months but is now admitted. We had the intel sources confirming it before the war even officially started, told you it was coming, confirmed the troops were there, but now there's going to be a major kickoff in July through the month of July into August, 2 months of special forces getting intel on Gaddafi's force structure ahead of the major ground invasion. And as I said, 12 to 20,000 actual troops deployed in armored columns, Abrams, Bradleys, the Marines go in, warrior vehicles, and as many backup troops behind them. This is just unbelievable. So we're looking at 20 to 30,000 troop deployment from our sources on that front. This is very, very big news. And I want to give you the toll-free number to call us if you're in the military or have family in the military, if you can confirm or deny the intel picture that we are rapidly putting together. Only a few pieces left in the overall spectrum analysis that we're doing. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Of course, in the larger analysis, there is a plan to basically send U.S. and NATO troops into all of North Africa and the Middle East. There is a plan to go into Syria and then plans to go into Iran. And I can't see any way that the establishment is going to attempt to launch this without staged terror attacks. And right on time, we're seeing huge hype that Al-Qaeda is going to attack shopping malls, grocery stores, Walmarts, train stations, highways, police stations, soft targets in asymmetrical warfare. We're seeing unbelievable hype at the same time that Gaddafi is going to desperately pull out his secret WMDs and use them on Europe. And he might actually do that if he gets cornered. They may not have to stage something. But it's the same thing going in and having this needless war, then he's going to respond. They're going to use that to take more of our liberties and use that as a political smokescreen from the full-on real revolution happening in Europe. Europe has a revolution against the private banking cartel, a global revolt against the crony capitalists, the non-free market actors in this planetary geopolitical system. And so they, every time globalists get in trouble, every time this ruling oligarchy gets in trouble, they launch wars knowing that you will primitively basically rally around the flag of your nation, give up rights, give up liberties, accept rationing, accept depression, accept this metamorphosis towards open world government and world carbon taxes and forced austerity. That means being poor as a political weapon against the middle class, always the enemy of entrenched plutocrats. And so we see all the pre-hype now beginning for the staged terror attacks and perhaps even real military responses that are asymmetrical guerrilla attacks they'll call terrorist. And you can see the New World Order moving into high gear. It looks like about an 85% chance they're going to pull the trigger on all of this. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is from Soldier Station at Fort Hood, Texas. The information is that special forces are going into Libya in July. They're already there, ladies and gentlemen. Just more from Hood. 1st Cavalry Division, Heavy Armor, and 3rd Corps are deploying to Libya in late October and early November. That means ground war involvement in the plan. Well, yeah, that's always been the plan. Please do whatever you can. The following information is extremely grave. The United States is in the midst of one of the greatest constitutional crises in our history. For more than 3 months, United States forces on the ground and in the air have been attacking the sovereign military forces of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. We've been told that this is not a war, but a kinetic action. We've been told that tens of thousands of dead on both sides is a humanitarian operation. And we were told by Obama that the action would last days, not weeks. InfoWars.com can now conclusively report that the date of a full ground invasion of Libya by U.S. military forces under NATO and UN command is set for October and November of 2011, just 3 months away. Larger contingents of U.S. special forces are already preparing to move into the nation in mid-July. InfoWars.com can now report information that we've been gathering over the last month from multiple sources known to us inside Fort Hood, Texas.
Yes, I did, Alex. I'm actually a former special operations and paramilitary contractor. And everything you said has been 100% accurate as far as the troops in Libya and special ops down there in Libya and Pakistan and stuff like that. Everything you've said so far has been 100% accurate.
The 1st Cavalry Division, Heavy Armor, and 3 Corps are deploying to Libya. The troops we've talked to on and off air are all extremely concerned. They know that Congress wasn't even consulted, and Obama, quote, used the UN's authority as the power to launch this new war. You heard it here first, America, and the rest of the world listening. A huge expansion of the war in Libya, with at least 12,000 frontline troops set to smash into Muammar Gaddafi's forces, coming up in October and November.
I'm with the Mortuary Affairs section, but, you know, I'm tracking our dead fellow soldiers coming in from, you know, which country that they get killed. So I'm already tracking
guys from coming from Libya that are, you know, already getting killed.
If we allow the escalation of this illegal war, what comes next? Well, we already know. Drone attacks in Yemen and ground invasion of Syria. Many of the troops we've talked to have been told that this will be the beginning of World War III and the complete occupation of North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information. All right, that is the special report that we cut last night and just premiered here. U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. Now, if you look at the public statements by NATO and Obama, now they're saying through next year, and that, yes, ground troops may be needed to assist the forces. They're calling them humanitarian. There's nothing humanitarian about the 2,000-pound bombs and the cruise missiles and the Hellfire missiles dropped from the Reapers and the Predators. There's nothing humanitarian about working with Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. There's nothing humanitarian. This is about grabbing the biggest water supply in North Africa, the trillions in oil, and about stealing the $7-plus billion that Gaddafi invested with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. And that's the bottom line of what's going on and happening here. Now, here's the larger issue that needs to be discussed. Gaddafi allows, quote, his citizens, because they're freer than some North African states, it's certainly a dictatorship overall, to have firearms. And first he handed out 1 million more when the bombardment happened. And since then they've reported several million more, fully automatic weapons, grenade launchers handed out. Let's say 10% of the Libyans fight in guerrilla, low-intensity conflict. It will be really bad for the troops, and undoubtedly thousands will die. There will also be a resistance because Gaddafi's people are based on a tribal system, and the tribal groups they're fighting in the east that are Western-backed have also said they're going to be torturing and murdering and killing large portions of the population. That's already been happening with both sides to some extent in tribal warfare. So there will be a resistance, and U.S. troops will undoubtedly die in large numbers. But it's okay. They don't care about the troops. And after all, it's not a war, because Obama said so, and we'd be there days, not weeks, 3.5 months later.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have not confirmed this, but generally, when we get scores of phone calls, something's going on, and the network's phone lines are full of people to the point we can hardly even get to other folks' calls saying, why aren't you covering a nuclear meltdown in Nebraska? And I just heard about this about 2 minutes ago, and so I searched nuclear meltdown Nebraska, and I got News 6 Fort Calhoun flood defenses. And it says the Fort Calhoun nuclear facility is an island right now, but as one of the authorities say, is going to stay dry. They say they have a number of redundant features to protect the facility from floodwaters that include the aqua dam, earthen berms, and sandbags. So I think this is just a bunch of hype and that there's a flood going on and people are saying this. But listeners are saying, why aren't you covering it? And I type it in and all I find out is stuff about Fukushima. So, I mean, it's kind of like on Y2K, it was on ABC News that a missile had been fired from Russia on ABC News. And then everybody called and said, why aren't you covering it? And I said, okay, they're reporting ABC News, missile fired. It's like, you made up a missile was fired. And I'm like, no, it was on ABC News. And then they said, oh, it was just a drill that the NORAD and the Russians were running as a joint friendship operation. So it was once some weird psyop they did. But I can find nothing here There's a Business Insider report talking about airspace closed over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant. So there's that. I really can't news gather myself while I'm live on air, but let me put this URL in because the link's not working for whatever reason here. And I'll try to find out what's going on with that. Airspace over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant still closed. And this was last night. Business Insider, usually a pretty good source. It says, then a stupid ad just launched on here. Excuse me, folks. A fire in Nebraska's Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant briefly knocked out the cooling process for spent fuel rods. Wow. And that is a link to the report. I guess listeners are right. Is it just me or is all hell breaking loose every day now? They had that Canadian nuclear power plant dump tens of thousands of gallons of highly radioactive water in, and the media said it was no big deal. They said, well, it'll make the lake 20 times or more radioactive than it should be, but Canada's raised what they say the safe levels are, so everything's fine. And yeah, turns out we were right months ago. Three of the six plants at Fukushima did completely melt down and blow up, each one many times worse than Chernobyl because the plants are bigger, and one was a plutonium-based system. And oh my gosh, those radiations, 7,500 times safe levels, but everything's fine. I just got dizzy for a minute. Just all this craziness happening. It just got overwhelming. And I didn't get chills just now. I actually just got dizzy. I gotta get out of here. There must be some kind of way out of here, like Jimi Hendrix says in the Watchtower. All along the Watchtower. A fire in Nebraska's Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant briefly knocked out cooling processes for spent nuclear fuel rods. Matt, will you post a link to this and then also to the ProPublica report? And it goes on, the fire occurred June 7th, so we never heard about this, and knocked out cooling for approximately 90 minutes. After 88 hours, the cooling pool would boil dry and highly radioactive material would be exposed. On June 6th, the Federal Administration of Aviation, FAA, issued a directive banning aircraft from entering the airspace within a 2-mile radius of the plant. No pilots may operate the aircraft in the area covered by this NOTAM. And they've got a link to the FAA statement. Remember what happened in Simi Valley back in the 50s? They had a sodium nuke plant blow up, and they kept it secret for decades, and it was worse than Hiroshima in the amount of radiation it released. A lot more than that. Chernobyl was 500 times Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Since last week, the plant has been under a notification of unusual event. Notice, you know, you think the alternative media would be able to pick up on this. Turns out this happened over a week and a half ago, and we just now learn about it. I'm going to print all these articles here. You see, I've got all this other big war news I want to get into and all the other news, and this stuff is unfolding, but I'm printing all these articles right now. Here's the FAA press release. Let me get that printed. Yep, that's what they're saying. It's shut down. Can't fly over it because it's so good for you. Now, I don't know if it's a meltdown, as people are saying, but it sounds pretty darn bad. Yeah, electrical fire knocks out spent fuel cooling at Nebraska plant. Guys, get me Paul Watson right now on air, please. Just go ahead and dial him and put him up with me right now. I'll have him do this. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll probably need to do a news report basically saying that there have been two nuclear disasters in North America in the last 3 months that no one is even covering. All right, I'll stop news gathering here live on air while we get Watson, and then I'll have to reset and go back into the big story here, ground invasion of Libya. That's our intel from Fort Hood and from CENTCOM folks in Georgia and others that is on, with special forces increasing their presence starting in July and then full-on invasion September into October. And so we will continue to break all of that down. Continuing with this information, my friends, we'll go to some of your phone calls here. If you're in the military and want to be able to give us some comments on this, Let's go to Colonel Six in Texas, who's called before. Colonel Six, what can you tell us about the 3 Corps and the 1st Cavalry under it, reportedly parts of that set to start moving in September, October?
Well, before I go into that, Alex, let me just say something that I talked with you last year, and I told you in March that McChrystal was on his way out, and in July or June, he was actually fired.
That's right. Nobody was talking about that at the time. You even said that before the Rolling Stone piece came out.
Exactly. I knew about the Rolling Stone piece. And I've been trying to get in touch with you to tell you about this and some other things ever since then. I'd like to direct people to look at Colonel6.com and look at one aspect of things that have been happening is the scandal that has beplagued the Ohio Army National Guard. You can also find that at beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com.
No, I understand. But sir, tell us specifically now, about the issue of ground invasion in September, October.
Since May, Marines and Special Forces have been in Libya, Yemen, Syria, doing and when they call it lasering work. That's what that is you run late. You seen guys do stand on the road doing surveys, how they survey property, and they use lasers with it now. It's the same deal. It's to get distances from one point to another. I don't think it's going to be that long. I think it's going to be, in fact, I am pretty certain, let me just say that it won't be that long. And we're looking at end of September. Your October and November window is good. But I can tell you that this is World War III, and that General Gould was right on yesterday and saying the things that he said, and the guys that called in said, you know, the young man that called from the mortuary service is exactly correct. And I bet you if he calls back in today, he'll tell you that 10 more came through last night.
Wow. Well, yes, sir. I don't want to get into all of my sources, but that's what they're saying, and that basically the 3rd Corps and the 1st Cavalry will only be used if several thousand special forces from the Marines and the Army and the Navy reportedly aren't able to bring him down, that it's basically the decision is he will be removed, whatever is needed will be used, and the only way there won't be a full-on ground invasion with, you know, heavy armor directly going into Tripoli is if Gaddafi gives up or is killed. That's why they're trying to assassinate him. But what I want to expand on here with you is, if he's handed out millions of firearms and grenade launchers and other weapons, and his population, North Africans, statistically are going to fight a lot harder than what we've seen in some of the other areas in that region, that it's going to be very hazardous to the military personnel that go into there, and that Gaddafi undoubtedly has stored a lot of chemical and biologicals, and that those similar things were destroyed in 1991, and the chemical detectors went off, but they just told the troops, false alarm, don't worry, and then just didn't give them treatment, and tens of thousands have died, of course, from exposure since then to it. And so there's a good chance that they're not going to have to stage terror attacks. Gaddafi may attack Europe. We know he's got stay-behind networks in place, and so it'll be real terrorism. And if he isn't able to do it, they'll just stage it for him as a pretext. What's your take on that statement?
Let me tell you this. First of all, individuals need to understand that, and you can, like I said, you can go through Colonel6.com, and I'm not really trying to hype it, but I've been telling the story as it's been going along, okay? And I talk about how many projects China has going on in Libya, okay, from building different sorts of...
No, that's on record, so...
Yeah, I mean, so... But I'm showing people that... Let me tell you something. Libya is not Iraq, okay, and Gaddafi has all of Africa behind him. He has Kosovo and the Serbs, the people, the Muslims out of Europe behind him. He's got China behind him, and he also has Iran and the some other of the countries there in that region. And I would bet that now, especially after yesterday, Pakistan and Afghanistan may be behind him, because You know, the thing is that you, over the months, Karzai has asked, begged, pleaded, told them, quit bombing our people. You know, he said he wanted NATO out. You know, and the only one that said anything smart was Gates. Gates said, if I were, you know, any future Secretary of State that tells his president to go into North Africa or the Middle East needs to have his head examined, as so put so eloquently by the general.
Well, he also came out last week and said that NATO, that the U.S. may have to leave NATO, and that NATO may be basically destroyed in this Libya operation. And I know you've given us really good information in the past, Colonel Six, with your military contacts. And I know, what, a year ago you said you were about to get out, but you still have those contacts. But specifically, you're saying what we're hearing from current military people, that this is meant to become a giant regional conflict that then grows into World War III. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what it is. And you go back and you look and you see where the general over AFRICOM, I forget his name, has said a while back that we may need to send troops into Libya. One thing about it is that Dr. Gates said that they wouldn't go in while he was in office. He's about to leave office. So that is something that can be, I mean, he's a man of his words. But I can't remember that general's name. I'm going to look for it and I'm going to post it.
Well, Colonel Six, we got to jump to Felix and others that are holding from Texas with this continued confirmation that 1st Cavalry and under the 3rd Corps is going in. But specifically, do you have any information on those specific groups?
3rd Corps is going to be the head group to go in as the Army, but as you know, if you see the history of how we go into it, the Marines will go in first, and they're going to be slaughtered, to tell you the truth, because there's things that Gaddafi has under his hat that people don't know about, and he is a master at warfare, has been for years, and he is a threat. It's not to be taken lightly. And I'm going to tell you something. This whole thing is behind Berlusconi and the guy that came before, David Cameron, Blair and Bush, getting a lot of dirty deals done with Gaddafi, him deciding not to go through with it anymore. And, you know, Italy gets all their fuel from Libya. So for them to be flying sorties along with the British and have the British drag them into a slaughter is absolutely stupid. But you will be start seeing that they won't be able to hide that these people are coming home. And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody from those SEALs that got killed on that raid that didn't go down, somebody's wife, mother, aunt, cousin, brother is going to come forth and break it that they hadn't heard from Mike since, you know, that day. And
you're talking about, like, oh yeah, what's the scuttlebutt on the, because the stuff we're now getting from multiple sources is they sent the SEALs into a dummy house, blew the helicopter with them up in it, and then it was a special secret team within SEAL Team 6. Is that what you're being told?
Yes, it is. And that they crashed. They didn't blow the helicopter up. They crashed, and they were killed. The people on board the helicopters are killed. Numerous people, not, you know, the pilot, the co-pilot, and, you know, numerous of the SEALs that were aboard were killed. So all of this is, like I say, at Colonel6.com, you can go through it. You know, I'm not.
No, I understand. Listen, you've always given us great info. Thank you for the call. I want to bring Watson up briefly on another issue. We're going to come back with Felix and others. But it's on, folks. Huge ground invasion of Libya. And it is going to be a slaughterhouse on both sides. But, hey, it's not a war. Obama said so, and Wiener didn't send that photo. It's all Breitbart's fault because the government told you so, and they're good people. Watson, sorry to keep on hold while that was going on. We have confirmed, it turns out Jaron tried to tell me about this a week and a half ago, but now the calls are flooding in that it's on local radio and TV. I need you to sniff it out right now that at Fort Calhoun, nuclear generating station, back on June 6th, it's confirmed there was an electrical fire and some explosions, and they were worried about a meltdown. Now, today and last night, they're reporting a flood in the area, and they're battling to keep the facility from being flooded. There's floods in that area, and there's photographs of the facility with water all around it, and it looks like flooding into it from Business Insider. We need to get a report on this out that it appears the crisis is worsening at the nuclear facility there in Nebraska. Watson, comments on this?
I haven't read it, Alex, but I'll certainly look into it.
Stay there. I want to get your take on this whole World War III situation. Brief when we come back. I want to talk to you during the break. I'm going to go to other callers. Max Kaiser from Athens is joining us, Greece. And we've got other key guests coming up today. The whole world is going crazy right now. Okay, Jaron, back on June 7th, the day after this first started, did put it in my stack, and I never saw it or didn't get to it. But he went and pulled it out of the stack in there and gave it to me. I don't know why our phone system is being flooded, Genesis phone system is being flooded, because it appears it's confirmed there was a fire. They were worried about that if it melted down, there could be explosions back on June 6th and 7th. And there was a fire in an electrical switch room on Tuesday, briefly knocked out cooling for a pool holding spent fuel at the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant outside Omaha, Nebraska. Now I've got Fort Calhoun flood defense with WOWT.com News 6 out of Fort Calhoun saying that the floodwaters are rising. And I've gone through all these articles online. I see photos here in the Business Insider of it surrounded by water. And they're trying to put in more sandbags. So people calling us saying there's been a meltdown. There's no evidence of that and no evidence of explosions. Though I found a bunch of websites saying that with a search, but they haven't confirmed it. I would normally think everything's okay, but you have the Simi Valley thing in the 50s where it blew up and they covered it up for decades and was a total meltdown, the sodium reactor. And then you had, 3 months ago or 2.5 months ago, the whole problem and radioactive release up in Canada. And that was not even on the radar screen. And they told us that the situation was wonderful and fine and nothing had melted down in Japan when we saw reactors blowing sky high. And now we know that's indeed what happened. We had nuclear engineers and others here confirming. Then they picked up the different radioactive isotopes, knowing that it meant massive fission explosions had taken place. That's now confirmed. After it's off the radar, the establishment admits it. But we'll continue to look at this. Watson, do you have any comments on this situation?
No, I saw the fire last week, but it says here that the plant is an island itself, so that's why it's surrounded by water anyway, besides from the flooding.
Well, no, that's the concern, is it is an island, and the water's rising up right to the edges, and there's a danger of flooding. Some say water is getting in, but that's similar to what happened with the tsunami, but this won't be 20 feet of water smashing equipment. So hopefully everything will be all right. But how do we trust the feds to tell us if something has happened, Paul?
Well, I'm sure we can trust them, Alex. It's not like they completely ignored the radiation threat from Fukushima and merely raised the safe level to make people stop worrying about it.
Paul, shifting gears, let's just investigate this. Let's put out a call for investigation. You know, what in the world's going on at the nuclear plant in Nebraska? Fire, flooding. We need to get some state people in there that are more trustworthy on average than the feds. So there, listeners, you flooded us. I've looked into it. We don't know what's happening, so we'll try to figure it out. Briefly, as I go to break and then go back with other military callers, what do you make of all these confirmations? And we know the U.S. troops are there, but they're building up the numbers ahead of full invasion with the 3rd Corps and 1st Cavalry.
Well, I mean, they've sent Marines in there before. There was a report that they were sending thousands of Marines in months ago. There were already special forces on the ground in March before they even announced the no-fly zone. And of course, out of Bilderberg last week, Tucker and also Adrian Salvucci were saying that there was going to be a massive war in the Middle East. Salvucci said that Bilderberg's hidden agenda towards Syria would make itself visible, and that he said that on Monday, and then lo and behold, 3 days later, you've got warships heading towards the Syrian coast as they prepare for this intervention.
Watson, you're going to be on with us tomorrow, and so we look forward to you joining us. Also, Aaron Dykes to cover the wide spectrum of what's happening, but also break some new Bilderberg news and information here today. By the way, we now have the full Bilderberg agenda from our sources. That article by Kurt Nemo, very lengthy, went up today. One of the top stories linked in red at Infowars.com and also at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, let's continue to track the buildup towards World War III. I'd say that most of our attention now needs to shift towards that and the staged terror attacks they're going to use to kick it off. Thank you, Paul Watson.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are into hour number two. We know they've lied about U.S. and British forces crawling all over the ground in Libya since before the war started 3 months ago. That's now been confirmed by Western press months after we documented it, and we've had our sources in the military. We've also been tracking down and confirming that U.S. forces, at least two U.S. Army officers, or members of the Army, have been killed, and three contractors, and that the 1st Cavalry Division under the 3rd Corps out of Fort Hood is set to invade in late September and early October and to go directly into Tripoli. The Marines are there. Remember, 2.5 months ago, the Marine Corps commander at a base said, yes, we're getting on ships and going. We're invading. And it was, and then later they corrected and said, well, he misspoke. He was just honest. We're loading up. We're going over there. Ah, get them. First, you know, last to know, first to go. Or first to go, last to know, however you say it. So there you have it, and we're taking your calls if you're in the military and confirm this or give us the scuttlebutt, but our reports are at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. Felix in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, buddy. So what's the information?
Okay, so it is first to go, last to know, and scuttlebutt, for all you people that don't know, is just, you know, talk around the water cooler, basically, in the military. Anyway, I work up in Killeen. A lot of my customers, obviously, they're military. I'm a former Marine, so I got some rapport, and I'm an info warrior, so I keep my mouth open, and I talk to these people, and yeah, we're going, dude. I mean, it's semantics at this point. When Clinton gives away all our ports, you know, 20 years ago, or whatever it was, I mean, everything we're talking about now is semantics. I mean, our country's been hijacked. We're waking up as a dead nation, and I just hope that, I think that what this is going to do is spark the revolution worldwide, but it's also going to accelerate their plan for total war so they can hopefully come out on the other side after the thermonuclear war has been conducted, and then they can start their society or whatever they want to do. But how did that keynote speak go? I'm real curious about what you did there.
We're gonna get it out in the next few days. It's like a 30-minute speech, so we've got to get it dumped from two cameras and encoded and everything. We've been busy dealing with the World War III news and the video we put together last night that I premiered here earlier. But it should be out by tomorrow. In fact, if Duke can get it out by tomorrow, we might air excerpts of it or parts of it here on the show tomorrow, but we'll leave that up to Rob Dew and play that by ear, but he's in there editing it together right now.
I can only imagine. I just hope you just, you know, nailed them right between the eyes when you
I did
there.
In a way. I mean, they said, hey, we want to put you on the cover of the magazine, which has probably gotten us 30 affiliates since it came out 2 months ago. It's really, really is prestigious. And, you know, Limbaugh's been the keynote speaker there before. Sean Hannity was there. I mean, it is the insiders. It's kind of the Bilderberg group meeting of talk radio. That's why they said, look who's coming to dinner, like this Sidney Poitier movie, you know, where the black guy comes to the white girl's dinner. That's kind of the, you know, like, ooh, you know, the bad guy, the outsider's coming to dinner. And a lot of them didn't like me. I'd say 65% were supportive, but some were very, you know, very disgusted by what I had to say. But I tried to be positive with them. They really wanted me to give them some magic widget or, you know, some way of why I was so successful. And I explained to them, I'm not even the smartest guy in the world, don't have all the answers. I've tried every different venue I could to get the word out. That's why we dominate on so many fronts. And I said that, you know, the bottom line is tell the truth, be bold, decide what side you're on. All of you are expendable. And I saw former Congressman J.D. Hayworth and talked to a lot of Fox News people, you know, that behind the scenes are like, we agree with you. But it was very, very interesting, and I appreciate talkers having me out there. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I can hold if you want me to.
Yeah, give us what you're, you know, former Marine living there by Hood, Killeen, you know, what the gossip is, what the talk is. But, I mean, we've got the sources from inside that they're going in.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we've had panic calls to the office today and yesterday, and so has the network, and we've really dug into this whole nuclear plant situation. And if you believe government, there's no problem. And I think it's that folks don't believe government because they've been caught lying so much. But nuclear Nebraska plant was under alert. This is out of CNN back on June 8th that there was a fire, and now there's flooding in the area, and they're worried that it could flood. But I really don't. We need to get radiation readings from the area, but I just think this is a bunch of hype. Airspace over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant still closed. And that's looks like it's a technical thing they always do when they have a basic emergency there. WOWTTV is reporting. But we'll look at it, we'll watch it, and see what's happening there. But it could be bad. I mean, government lies so much, who knows? Okay, we've got joining us from Athens, Greece, Max Kaiser, and he also has another gentleman with him who reportedly filed suit against Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan for colluding with Papandreou. And Papandreou is now saying, the leader of Greece, that he was going to step down this morning. Now he's putting forward a new cabinet of new puppets and then may later step down. There is rioting all over the country. The vast majority on record of the money owed that the people are supposedly have to have their taxes raised and their Social Security type checks cut and their pensions cut. The majority of that is not owed by them. But their government, induced by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, just like our government, has signed on to the debts, just like the Irish government and the Portuguese government. And Germany is predominantly is forced to then, as the wealthiest country in Europe, the only one that's not completely deindustrialized, to finance all of this. And it goes right to the private banks, just like they've done in third world countries. So this is crony capitalism. And later in the next hour, I'm going to get into just one example of crony capitalism. And I'm asking my producers to really stay on me when I say I'm going to cover something. Make sure I cover Formula One and how that empire was built through crony capitalism. It's similar to the $1 billion and $800 million with the Cowboy Stadium, over $1 billion, paid for by taxpayer money. And then the owners make billions in profits of your money. You're like, well, it helps the economy. Well, what if it would have already succeeded and helped the economy? You pay for it. I didn't get government money to start my operation. I don't get government money. I don't get your tax money. I'm offended by that. We're going back to your calls here in a moment. But I'm going to break this down in detail next hour because I'm really angry about this. And what illustrated it for me yesterday is I was getting online and I saw a Yahoo News story and I did some research on it. And the daughter of the guy who is set to get $250 million. But you look at the contracts, it could be double that. And generally, these stadiums and racetracks are about double. Some stadiums, you've seen examples where it's three times. But let's just say it's $250 million. And the biggest piece of it's from Travis County, where I live. Well, now I live right outside Travis County, technically, but my office pays to these slime bags for abortions, everything else. I'm tempted to move my operation out of here. Only county in Texas where I got to pay for people to get their abortions. My money for the stinking hospital district, your money by supporting my broadcast, goes to these stinkers. But side issue, they just passed that last year. It's outrageous. Now, you heard about the most expensive house in America, a mansion, 57,000 square feet, 22-year-old girl, racing heiress. Her mommy died. She got $4 billion of daddy's $23 billion. $4 billion, and she owns two houses totaling in value more than $200 million. But the one house was $150 million, Aaron Spelling's home, 50,000 square foot mansion. And there it is right there. This guy is going to get $250 million, conservatively, of my money, of your money, if you're a Texan. And he's done this all over Europe. I looked him up. Well, no wonder. He's got a profitable sport. But on top of it, I've got to build him a track and the giant hotel complex. I'm angry, ladies and gentlemen. My property taxes go up and up and up. And part of that's going to go through this fund to him. And if I don't pay my property taxes, they will take my home. I don't really own my home in America. We didn't have property taxes the last 50 years or so in most states. And if I don't pay it, it goes up and up and up. Housing market's down, doesn't matter, goes up. Try to go contest it, they don't care. Up and 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 up. And I don't really own my property. It's a rent I pay the government. And then if I didn't pay that property tax, they would sell my house on the courthouse steps. And then if I didn't leave my house, the deputies would call a SWAT team, and they'd kill me deader than a hammer. So think about that. In America, I will be murdered. You will be murdered by paramilitary police if you don't pay for the Formula One racetrack and all the rest of it and the $3 million they want for a private contractor to shut down major roads in Austin and make you rent bikes from the government that weigh 30 pounds apiece that nobody's going to use. And the Capital Metro with all its scams and literally no one riding it. And now they want to shut down major roads all over Austin and put trains on it when we're set up to not be able to use it. And people are like, well, why? It fails everywhere. Why are they doing it? Because they're getting paid off openly. Austin's so corrupt that former city council people, mayors and others, that stole tens of thousands of acres from ranchers, wouldn't let them build on it for a decade, then forced them to sell it for pennies on the dollar, adverse possession. They turn around, take the restrictions off, hotels, golf courses, $1 million, $10 million homes, just totally lavish, and they all publicly get the money. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are standing by. Literally. Why do you think Wiener's sending photos out doesn't care? They don't care. They don't care. And okay, I'm already doing the rant. It's just that I'm going to cover it next hour. It really hit me driving home last night about 6 o'clock. It really hit me hard. It's like, wow, this is what tyranny is. It's just corruption. It's people that have given into it, and there's no end to it. This woman buys a $250 million house, and if she'd have gotten that by developing a new energy system or writing books or making movies, you know, whatever, as long as people bought it, as long as I didn't have to finance it. But no, I went and researched these people months ago with this Formula One and found out all over they get taxpayer money to finance them. Of course, baby daughter, 22, gets 4 billion smackers. And large portions of it is taxpayer money from Europe. And now Texas. That's who we're fighting. And these people go buy politicians for a few million and they get billions. And that's why they have the police state. It's in place to make sure they get away with all of this. And I'm sick of it. But something's going to happen. The same thing we're seeing, and then I'm going to Felix, the same thing we're seeing right now in Europe, in Spain, and what we saw in Iceland. They rioted, the Icelanders rioted, and took over government buildings peacefully for a full year, off and on. Their police finally joined them, and they went and finally got the books, kicked out the economics minister. They'd been told it was all debt they owed, 90-plus percent, just like Ireland, just like Greece. 90-plus percent of the money that their government said they owed was not even their debt and was the debt of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the private banking ministers running their country of 400,000 people. What is Iceland? I think it's less than 400,000. In fact, pull up population Iceland, please. I believe it's right at 400,000. Got to double check. Now, it's a little brain game. You got to get smarter, folks. You got to get aware. You got to always scan for data. And they found out they didn't owe it, and they said, go fly a kite. And then the British government declared them a terrorist nation and began seizing Icelanders, this is a year ago, private bank accounts, and is now trying to sue government officials that have been elected doing their job. They don't owe it. Britain is a piratical criminal group sucking off their own people. 319,000. That may be an old number. I think one of the latest censuses, their population's gone up and it's close to 400,000. That was the headline I saw. Iceland's population approaching 400,000, but doesn't matter. 319,000. So they're now rioting all over Greece, and the police for the last year would beat them in the head and stuff. But now the cops have been told, yeah, your pay is going to be cut by about half, and you're not going to get your pension fund, you dirty welfare recipient. And the cops are like, I'm not a welfare recipient. I paid into that stinking pension. That's why 20% of my check isn't there every week. You wait, police in America, till they take your mommy's house. You wait till they cut your pension. Just wait. Decide which side you're on now. Okay? Period. They got this fake libertarian thing that, oh, we're going to cut government. Folks, I'm all for cutting welfare and cutting the illegals off and all that, but it doesn't matter. You get rid of all that. You get rid of all the big government entitlements, all of it. It won't fix this debt black hole. For every stinking dollar that's created, or every euro that's created, a dollar of debt is created to these banking families. There's only eight families. We've published reports at Infowars.com documenting it. Okay, this is a Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay type group that took over the whole world through fraud. And if you don't wake up to their fraud and say no, nothing's going to get better. Nothing's ever going to change. It's only going to get worse. Okay, they're not going to stop. George Washington said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you allow. It's real simple. If you let criminals run wild, if you let Obama launch wars without congressional approval, and let me tell you, that was an evil war with Iraq, but they got congressional approval. It was not treason. It was illegal because they lied to go to war. But the point is that even Dennis Kucinich came out and praised Bush yesterday. George W. Bush said at least he went and got congressional authorization. Obama got UN authorization. I'm going to come back and go to Felix, who's out at Fort Hood. I want to hear from other troops about this incredible report of the 1st Cavalry and the 3 Corps set to start going in mid-September into October, full-on war early October, boom, into Tripoli. More special forces pouring in. They lied about that. That's now confirmed. Marines, SAS, all of it. Total bedlam. Plans to go into Syria. Huge task forces going up in the Mediterranean up against Syria. The West trying to destabilize Pakistan. Activating their Al-Qaeda forces against Gaddafi. Getting ready to activate their Al-Qaeda forces. You heard me. Our government activating Al-Qaeda forces. That's on record. Against the American people. See, learn who Al-Qaeda is. They're the best friend of big government. And who founded them? Who protects them? Oh, yeah. You know, I was just talking about this Formula One heiress and her $150 million house, and now her daddy's about to get $250 million to build a new track outside of Austin. What's her name? Petra Ecclestone, 22. And I did research on him, and most of his money is from Europe and other countries paying for the tracks. You pay for it. You do. You. Not my tax money. I'm sick of it. And that's what the New World Order is. But here's Pelosi's wealth grows by 62% in the last year. And it's all insider sweetheart deals. There's another report. People get to Congress, some of them worth $500,000, and a year later they're worth $50 million. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are sucking us dry, and they're not going to stop. They will destroy our free market. They will destroy our society. They will get the general public rigged up on socialism with chicken feed they give them as an army against those of us that don't want to be their slaves. History is repeating itself right now. Felix, who's a former Marine, lives out by Fort Hood, friends with folks. He's confirming what other current military people calling have told us and what folks known by yours truly have confirmed that, same folks already confirmed that special forces were there 3 months ago. That was later confirmed mainstream media. Now we're being told full-on ground invasion. Gaddafi's handed out millions of firearms, grenade launchers, weapons to his population. He's backed up by the majority tribal group that's always fighting with the Al-Qaeda-based group in the east. They're not going to stop fighting even if Gaddafi's killed because a lot of them are going to be massacred. So it's going to be tribal warfare with our troops going into the middle of it. Are talking to folks there at base, are they concerned about this?
Well, first of all, Alex, I just want to say, yeah, you do it. We're tired of you. We're sick of you. And we're not going to take this anymore. anyway, I had to get that out.
You're telling the New World Order that?
I mean, we're not going to take this, and I'm a Marine. I took an oath to defend the Constitution. The Constitution! I didn't take an oath to defend these banksters! And I guarantee you, all you devil dogs out there need to rise up and take over this country and defend the Constitution against these pogues. Okay, I'm sick of it too, Alex. You know, I'm a Marine, but I'm sick of this. You know, they're using us and they're sucking us dry and they are destroying us. And there's so many ethnic groups that don't have representation, that don't know the knowledge that we know. We need to keep spreading the word with more voices. We need to keep getting out there. I live in Austin, and I go to Killeen, and I work, and I hand out films, and I talk to soldiers, and I tell them I'm just like you, you know. And I
Well, you know, we've confirmed from the documents, but we constantly get calls that in the Army, the Marines, this goes back over a decade, they come in and tell them, don't listen to Alex Jones, even when people aren't listening, and that it's the demonization briefings that are actually getting the military to tune in. How dumb are these globalists?
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm 38. Yeah, they're stupid. I'm 38 years old, man. I took an oath when I was, you know, 18, 17, and I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I just want to, you know, be that guy on the poster and go kill people, you know, whatever. But, you know, obviously you grow and you mature, and now looking back at it, that oath means more to me now at 38 than it did when I was 18. And I'm just trying to tell people it means something. You look around, you look at your children. Your children are going to grow up in a – we're already in martial law. And I can say that because when someone declares martial law, only that president can undeclare it, okay? And you don't need to go to the Congress at that point. You can go to the UN. And that's exactly what – this is an evidence of the martial law is that he did, you know – surpass our Congress.
You're right, and he's telling Congress, look, it's evidence of martial law that an FBI agent can't stick their hand down your pants, but the TSA can, and now that it's evidence of martial law, the FBI issues a new manual this week, not a law, saying they can break in your house without a warrant, tap your phone without a warrant, go through your trash, investigate you for no reason. It's pre-crime. It's Stasi. It's the opposite of liberty. We know what it is. It's in our face. It's tyranny. Criminals took over. Recognize them, America. Wake up from the nightmare. Say no to these crooks. They'll fall just like Wiener fell. Resistance is victory. To fight is to win. To recognize the enemy is to win. To identify the scum and to stand tall and not be afraid of them and commit is to win. God bless you, my friend. Anything else?
Alex, one more thing.
Yes.
Okay, can you please dig up the Endgame by Megadeth and rock that?
All right. Good to hear from you. We're going to get Dave Mustaine back on. I called him a month or so ago, and he invited me. So you got to come out to California to this big, you know, mega, you know, big Ford thing. And I said, okay, I'll try to come out. And then I felt bad not going out there, so I haven't called him back yet. But I know he and his wife listen. We'll get Dave Mustaine back on. And, yeah, he did name his big best-selling new album last year, Endgame. Off of my film Endgame. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online, ladies and gentlemen. Get it out to everybody you know. If you want to know what the Endgame is, Megadeth's album tells you. It's a bunch of people being marched into a pit.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, for the rest of this hour, Max Kaiser with a surprise guest joining us from the middle of it all in Greece, where the leader, Prime Minister George Papandreou, is set to have to resign. Many of the police now joining the protesters against the J.P. Morgan, Goldman Chase, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan coup that has taken place. We're going to be talking to them here in just a moment via video Skype. But first, Interfood. Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News. Because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse, it is also high in naturally occurring iodine, which can help safeguard against the harmful effects of radiation. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or visit them on the web at innerfood.com. E-N-E-R-food.com. Banners up at Infowars.com. And in closing, Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about this great Made in America company. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water and other toxins, visit purewaterfreedom.com today. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, countertops, you name it. They got the whole nine yards. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. Again, Made in America. Visit their banners at Infowars.com or purewaterfreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. purewaterfreedom.com. And also, don't forget, this broadcast is listener-supported via the sponsors, so please do support them. But also remember that we have the online video bookstore with the best videos and titles, and also Patriot apparel to help wake folks up for the revolution. And get your colors at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Okay. Max Keiser, BBC host, RT, Press TV, retired stockbroker, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system used on many stock exchanges today. He's been predicting that Papandreou would be forced to resign. This morning they said he would resign. Then he said, oh, I'll reshuffle the Greek government and may step down. Stocks in Europe drop for second day as Papandreou calls for confidence vote. We're going to break this down because most of the money's not owed by the people of Greece. Their criminal government has gotten them to sign on to it, just like the U.S. has done, just like Ireland, just like Iceland, until they said no. And it keeps coming out that it is total fraud. And so joining us from the middle of the revolution, the global revolt against the private banking cartel, is Max Keiser with a surprise guest, and he'll introduce him to us here in a few minutes and tell him about us. But Max Keiser, big things happening. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I'm overlooking Constitution Square right now in Athens. You can see my shoulder here, the people that are gathered in front of the Parliament building demanding that the current leadership resign in the wake of all these massive financial scandals and banking scandals. The current government was caught committing high treason by trading with the enemy in the credit default swap market. And now they want to seek retribution. And last night, you should have seen it, Alex. It was quite exciting. The place erupted in a full-scale revolutionary spirit. Our hotel was pelted with bricks. They were ripping bricks up off the pavement. They were throwing them at the hotel. Our window downstairs was smashed. We were huddled on the seventh floor of the building here as the mob, which was infiltrated by anarchists, and of course these were anarchists, actually policemen dressed up as anarchists to try to create a false anarchy movement. To disrupt.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. National TV a year ago. Well, a year ago it was on national Greek TV that special police units were dressed up as anarchists, breaking windows of middle-class people to turn them against the overall movement. So that's been confirmed. Yeah, you're not just saying that in Greece. The government's been caught there, as they have in the U.S. and Canada and England, provocateuring. Please continue, Max Keiser.
Yeah, we got footage, exclusive footage of the fake anarchists, the agent provocateurs right underneath our building. Which we're holding on to right now until we leave the country, because we got some faces on screen. We'll be sharing that once we're out of town. But they were infiltrating the crowd. They were using huge amounts of tear gas. We got hit with tear gas last night, and I can tell you it's very unpleasant to be caught up in a cloud of tear gas. It's quite stinging, and it's quite revolting. But the spirit is fantastic. I addressed a group of lawyers last night who were in the process of suing Goldman Sachs. They're trying to subpoena the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, for the crimes that he's committed, the banking crimes. Dr. Tobras, who is one of the key figures at his website, is a very important website. It's called stopspeculators.gr for Greece. He and his partner, Noulis, are two lawyers that have gone against the status quo. They put their political careers on the line to fight the banksters. And, you know, you have on your site, Alex, this story about money markets in America could be hit with the U.S. banking crisis. I can tell you a little bit about that. That is a very interesting story, because all of the European banks that have bought the Greek bonds
that are suffering as a result of the Greek troubles. In actuality, they sold, or I should say they bought, insurance from American banks in the form of credit default swaps. And now American banks are on the hook for $127 billion. So now they're putting out the story that, oh, American money markets are going to suffer as a result of Greek tragedy on the bond
market. That's how they always hold us hostage with too big to fail. And notice 3 years later, after the October fiasco of 08, things are only worse, not better. Now I want to talk to Jerry Akos Tobras of StopSpeculators.gr after you introduce him. But Max, I could hear a minute ago chanting, even up 15, 20 stories. It looks like you're pretty high up. I could even hear the chanting and the sounds of the crowds through the sliding glass window.
Well, we are six stories high. Yesterday, we were on the first story, and the bricks were being pelted at the hotel, and the front door was shattered, and it was quite a scene. But Dr. Tobras is on his way here. I'm hoping that he can get here in time.
Okay, now listen, for Americans, Max, who are new listeners, because we're getting new affiliates every week now, big stations all over the United States, they're saying, why do I care about Greece? Why do they care about Portugal? Why do they care about Iceland? Why do they care about Ireland? Why is this fight important? Because for folks that don't know, most of the bailout money, we now learn, quote, went to foreign banks. Well, these are really multinationals. So the people running America also run Europe. So it's all another head of the same Hydra. And if they can be ousted and charged and indicted in Greece, in Portugal, in Ireland, in Iceland, in England, they can be brought down here. So this is a global fight against the banking cartel. Explain the crimes and how Papandreou was taken over there and how Greece was engineered for implosion, so folks understand why important this fight is and the move towards him stepping down, why that's so important.
Well, let me give you an exclusive, Alex. We arrived at the hotel yesterday, and I went into the wrong hotel next door to me, and I bumped into Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, of course, the son of Malcolm Forbes of Forbes magazine. Steve Forbes is here with the International Chamber of Commerce. The topic of discussion for their forum is selling the assets of Greece and sell those assets to foreign banks and the people who are creating the crisis. The crisis is constructed by the banks to bleed this country into a point where they have to start selling their
assets. Yeah, the vultures are there for the fire sale. So he was perching, wanting goodies.
That's right. Steve, now I know Forbes' family going back 25 years. Malcolm Forbes had his boat parked in New York Harbor back in the 80s when I was a stockbroker. And so I chatted with Steve Forbes for a few minutes. And I said, Steve, you know, what's the deal here? And he said, Max, you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. We're going to get the airport, the lottery. We're going to get everything for pennies on the dollar. This is a fantastic opportunity for our private accounts and all the people that have me.
Incredible. Max, did your Skype just cut out?
I don't think so. Tobras?
No. See it. Oh, okay, he's getting the guest up to the room, which really Kaiser's in the middle of it. Kaiser was also in Iceland 2 years before they imploded it with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan lawyers at the bar because, you know, he's a, quote, insider. So they talked to him bragging about how they were going to implode their economy. They get their operatives in, their alumni, into the finance ministership position, the presidents, the prime ministers. They do this in every country, and then they blow it out. It's just total fraud. This is incredible. So Forbes was there, Max, like a vulture, literally rubbing his hands together to you, saying what a goody gumdrop this was all going to be.
Yeah. If you look up Steve Forbes if you do a search, you'll find out in International Chamber of Commerce. And of course, you know, to answer your question, why is this important for people in the United States? You know, this is a test run, Alex. The groups that are stripping Greece for its assets and causing this financial holocaust using weapons of mass financial terror. They're using the same techniques in the U.S. to take over the highways and the income-producing assets of the U.S. All those things that were built by American taxpayers over the past decades are going to fall into the hands of the privateers and the private contractors. And that income will have to be replaced somehow. And, of course, that means that a lot more Americans will have to go to war and go to jail to pay for the strip mining of these assets. And they're doing it as a test run here in Greece and in Ireland. And they're warming up for the big act because, of course, America is the big pinata that they're going to love to whack and to shake out all the goodies. And that'll go into private hands and it'll completely be destroyed as a free, open, democratic capitalist society, and it'll just all those assets will flow into the hands of a few Wall Street bankers.
And let's explain. They've got most of the mainline Republican hosts saying that big banks are good, they're free market, they're doing God's work. These are the opposite. It's always the big banks pushing carbon taxes, socialism for the public to then get us under their control and steal our money. Here's a microcosm example. Petra Ecclestone, 22, got $4 billion from her daddy, who's worth $23 billion, and almost all of his wealth is from Formula One. And I looked him up because in Texas they're about to give $250 million, and it'll probably go double that, of taxpayer money, just like these superdomes they build, of my money. My taxes here in Austin are going to this. She just bought a $150 million mansion, and the most expensive in America, 57,000 square feet. She's got another $100 million house. And this is just his 22-year-old daughter. And it turns out all over the world, their racetracks are paid for. So this is the crony capitalist class. They come in, they buy off your politicians, they give them all our money. And this is a good microcosm of this, isn't it?
Yes, they use debt, Alex. That's the key. In other words, the country of Greece was loaded up with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of debt that was pushed onto their balance sheets with the compliance of the very corrupt government. And now they're saying they have to pay that debt. And to pay the debt, they want them to sell their assets. But that debt was artificially pushed onto them to begin with. It's the same thing we see in South America and Latin America that was written about by John Perkins in his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. The same techniques are being used in Greece and Ireland, and the same techniques will be used in America. When America is having to suffer austerity measures to pay for the debt, that debt was artificially created by Wall Street banks to make that situation happen as it's experienced today.
And by the way, we have the IMF World Bank documents the BBC got in 2002. This is not your opinion. These are, briefly describe how they set this up 3 years ago with the prime minister, what they're now doing. I mean, that's why the Greeks are so mad. It's in the news there. They know it's premeditated.
Well, what happened was that the Postal Service was loaded with credit default swaps, and the prime minister got into a deal where he sold for roughly $1.3 billion these credit default swaps that later turns out were flipped 6 months later for $27 billion and put that money into the pockets of his cronies and friends. So that roughly $25 billion was taken out of the pockets of the Greek people. And now they're saying that they have to pay that $25 billion and other liabilities as part of the austerity measure.
Now, let's be clear. They take your money, give it to the bankers. The bankers steal it and then say, you owe us money for money we stole.
Yeah. Now, I have one of the lawyers here.
Sure. Introduce him.
Okay. Can I introduce the guest? Mr. Newlas is... He's on the front line of this. Have a seat, Mr. Newlas.
And then Max, just ask folks not to talk once he's on, because people are talking in the background.
Parliamentarian, and he's involved in this lawsuit now against the government attached to this credit default swap.
I do with Kyriakos Stobras.
Can you sit down?
Yeah, of course.
Did you just say parliamentarian?
Against the speculators and all these persons who do terrorist, economic terrorists against Greece. And not only Greece, but Greece is the big market for these terrorists, economic terrorists.
Well, sure. The first place Hitler invaded in the Mediterranean was Greece, as you know, and now they're just invading with bankers. You're a former member of the Italian Parliament, Doctor. Can you tell us the sense of Greece? When is your prime minister? When is he going to fall?
I think in a few days.
Okay, we're going to break in a moment. Give us a report. You've got the floor.
Here is ready to do the next step. And the next step is to fight for a better situation for us, for all the Greek people, because we have all the power to stop this terrorism, economic terrorism, against us.
Now, Alex, let me cut in here for a second. Last night, I was a speaker in front of Mr. Newlas and Dr. Tobras in front of a group of lawyers in the legal forum here in Athens. And they were extremely upset and vocal, and they are mounting a serious case against Goldman Sachs and John Paulson, the hedge fund manager with Lloyd Blankfein. They're looking to subpoena these guys, take them before a court of law, and get them in jail. The point of Mr. Newlis and Dr. Tabras is to put the bankers in jail. Just like Henry Kissinger was chased out of Bilderberg, they're looking to chase Lloyd Blankfein, all over, wherever he hides, anywhere in the world, to put this guy in jail. He's a financial terrorist.
That's it.
Now, can you speak about the
yesterday, if you want to speak for yesterday, we was in the biggest association in Greece, who is the Association of Athens Lawyers. Okay. And with the president of the Association of Lawyers in Athens, also with the president of all the judges and the prosecutor of Greece, and also with a former president of the Greek parliament, Mr. George Tsourlas, we do this event yesterday, and our conclusion is we have the weapons, we have the power to go all these persons, political person, the politician, and also...
All right, doctor, we've got to go to break. Just stay there. We're back in 3 minutes with Dr. Jerry Okoso Tobras, a former member of the Parliament of Greece, and Max Kaiser just spoke to their big, but basically their national lawyer association, like the National Bar, and they're going after the criminal bankers. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Okay, I got a quick correction to make because Max had several people coming up into the hotel room above the big square and the demonstrations and the fall of the corrupt government. Who was going to be Dr. Tobras. It's George Newlis, is the former member of parliament and a prominent lawyer. He was able to make it up through the crowd, so I was announcing him as Dr. Tobras. It's George Newlis. Sir, you've got the floor, and Max, you can direct in this short 5 minute segment, and then we're going to go to break and come back 1 minute later. Basically, points that need to be made, but we're really interested in the fact that the prime minister is admitting that he may step down very soon. They're reshuffling things, and we're seeing reports that that the people of Greece have really woken up to the fact that this was orchestrated fraud. So can parliamentarian Newlis break down how it was orchestrated fraud?
You say here in before 15 months?
Yes, the economic terrorist.
Yeah, that's it. So we have to do a special work, and in 600 pages, we have tried all the responsible who makes all these games against the people. I want to mark this point. The responsible of the market group, I think it's Samir Arkar, if I say it good. Say, I don't care about the Greeks because they ask. You don't care about these persons. You destroy this social network. You destroy these civilians. I don't care about Greeks. It's his problem. It's their problem. I only care for the money. So that is the proposition of the people who destroy the social networks. Is the proposition of the people who destroy the citizens.
Well, after they're done destroying Greece, they're going to suck Germany dry. They're going to suck America dry.
Is the first step. You see, the other steps is Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, etc., etc. And no, I think the same game that would be continued into another places of the world. And why not in the USA also? Huh?
Oh, they're already doing it, sir. They're raising all our taxes.
Let me cut in for a second. So, Mr. Newlis, can you just explain that the Papandreou, the prime minister, by engaging in the credit default swaps that he was engaged with, has committed, according to your group of lawyers, an act of treason?
Yeah, I want to clarify that. Today, the responsible of manipulate the Greek debt is Mr. Petros Christodoulou. Mr. Petros Christodoulou was a very important person in Goldman Sachs when in 2001 with the from foreign with prime minister Mr. Tsimitis, Kostas Tsimitis, do the swap names Titlos. With this swap, Greece goes to, into Eurozone. And Mr. Christodoulou now manipulates all the deal with the terrorist, with economic terrorist, with Goldman Sachs, with Paulson, with Soros, and with the other people, the, you know, this economic terrorism against states, citizens, and
yes, they came and hired your ministers as an inside job to bring you down, and we have the documents. And will Papandreou end up going to prison? From those roaring crowds, it sounds like he better flee the country.
I think the people, in a few days, they shoot down this government. And also, the minister, the prime minister, the minister of the economics, and Mr. Christodoulou.
Stay there, maybe. Parliamentarian Nula. Stay there, sir. I want to talk about it. Is this going to go the way of Romania? We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser joins us from Athens, Greece. The parliament is under siege by the population. George Nulis, former member of parliament, a prominent lawyer, met with Kaiser and hundreds of other top lawyers moving forward with lawsuits against Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Papandreou, first he said he would resign this morning. Now he's saying reshuffle the cabinet. Obviously, he's been trying to hold on to power. Where do you go from here? I mean, he obviously, it's public that they made these inside deals. Why doesn't the courts just go ahead and indict him? Why isn't he thrown into chains right now, Mr. Nulis?
I think the people start to understand, because the game is very, very, very difficult to understand what happens. Well, I am a specialized lawyer, and also I am internationalist. I was my job, it was in Brussels, in the European Council, and after I was now for 10 years, and I am a specialized lawyer for economic affairs. So
you specialize in this area?
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Okay, so, expanding on that then, where is it going?
It's not familiarized for the people, for the common people, this story. I want to say something very important. You know, we pay for sign the deal with the IMF and cost this deal €1.3 billion only to write the deal. It's impossible, unbelievable, but it's cost so many, many, many euros. And this euro is equal to 10-year cuts of the salary of the people.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Alex, if I can jump in for
a second. Yes, go ahead, Max.
This is the methodology that the banks use, and this is how they pay themselves. What Mr. Nulis is saying is they paid themselves over $1 billion fee to create the memorandum with the IMF. The memorandum gives the IMF control over the Greek assets above and beyond the Constitution. It's completely outside of the Constitution, so the government violated the Constitution. So the IMF, using the fake debt that they created, that they gave the banks in this country, are now saying through this IMF that they charge $1.2 billion fee to just sign the contract that gives them rights above and beyond the Constitution. Now, you asked earlier why there's not, you know, chains, handcuffs being put on these men right now. And there's something going on here. These politicians is extremely what you could describe as a crony capitalism. situation. There's extremely cozy relationships. So it's very important that the people doing what they're doing on the street, the politicians need to make the calculation that the will of the people is so great that their political career would benefit by fulfilling the law and by putting these people in jail. And that's why these demonstrations are so important. That's why the people on the street doing what they're doing is so important. They're pushing the politicians to obey the law and to go forward. And this is what Mr. Newlis is on the front line on the legal side, and he's working part and parcel with the people on the street. Now, we've got Dr. Tobras has just arrived, Alex. I don't know how much time you have left there.
Dr. Tobras has arrived, we'll come back. You know, these are short segments at the end and start of the hour. We'll come back and have you introduce him. Then I've got a few final questions because this affects all of us here in the United States. But you'll need to get Dr. Tobras a little bit closer to the mic because with George Newlis, he was a little bit, his audio wasn't being picked up sometimes. We may have to reconnect with Skype, but we're going to go to break, come back, finish up with our guests. And then I've got all the other news. There is so much of it. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war, on alternative media, Kurt Nemo. Washington Post reports on Bohemian Grove. We've got a bunch of other really important news dealing with the ATF. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you back live to the front lines globally of the fight against the mega central banks, the eight banking families. It's on record, mainstream news in the U.S., that Goldman Sachs predominantly, but also J.P. Morgan and others, went in 3 years ago and basically put their people into the government, the finance minister, the prime minister, George Papandreou, and that they engineered the implosion of the economy, tying it into the derivative debts, most of which is not owed by the population. And Iceland said no, and they finally got the documents and learned that over 90% was not owed by the government, but was owed by the very central banks claiming that they owed them the money. They create fraudulent systems and then tie the national pension funds to it. That's an oversimplification, but that's part of the scam. Now, you're saying, why do you care about this? Because the euro will go under if they're unable to secure and gobble up Greece. Remember, Ireland just 2 years ago was the wealthiest and fastest growing per capita, fastest growing, not wealthiest, Switzerland's that, country in Europe. They're brought into the EU, the receivership contract, suddenly they're bankrupted, they're told that they've got to raise their taxes, cut their benefits. Then it was confirmed in BBC that most of the money's not owed by them. It's private banks taking over through economic conquest and economic terrorism. Max Kaiser joins us from Athens, above the parliament, six stories up. You can hear the crowds chanting from time to time, even through the sliding glass doors. It's that powerful. Street battles, attacks, provocateur police that Max has confirmed. They caught him a few years ago in Greece, attacking peaceful people and blaming it on the demonstrators and attacking middle-class neighborhoods. So they are in the middle of bedlam. We're talking to a former member of parliament there, George Newlis. Now the gentleman has gotten there, Dr. Tobras, who is an economist, and he's there with Max Kaiser. Max, this is historical, what's happening. The New World Order falls if they can't gobble up Greece. Is that an overstatement or is that accurate?
No, I think that's accurate, Alex. That Greece is really ground zero. They are the pin that needs to stay up. We don't want Greece to go down. Dr. Tobras, journalist, economist, he's working with Mr. Newlis, getting the word out to the public. And so I want to bring Dr. Tobras to this, and he can talk about what they discovered in terms of the role that Goldman Sachs and others have played in the treason, in the financial scandal. So let me turn it over to Dr. Tobras.
Good. Make sure he speaks up like you're doing. Go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you for having us. So break down the lawsuit being filed and the evidence you have.
Yes. This lawsuit started on April 2010. We started out together with Greek lawyer, Mr. Newlis, with whom we are partners in this case. And we started that because we discovered that the debt of the Greek government today on its 70% it is an accumulation of years of interests, because we paid up this capital for so many times, and for the next of our lives, we have to pay capitalizations of interest and nothing more. This debt, what this government has, it was accumulated by the years, by swaps on swaps and again swaps. This is a debt of swaps and nothing else.
So it's derivative-based. It's derivative-based.
It is also derivative-based. But in any case, the debt of the Greek government, as the major parts of the debts here in the southern Europe, let's say in the peaks, okay, it is a scam, all the debt itself, because it was used for years for the governments to help the issuers of this debt to issue money, you understand? Because debt today, it is a necessary instrument for the central banks to issue money. You know very well that because in the recent years, after the 50s, let's say, the gold system is not existing anymore. That means there is not any gold collateral on the money issue. The governments, they discover the government debt in order the central banks to issue the money. This is a scam. This is a very big scam that all the countries are involved. And what happened here in Greece with the crisis after 2010, when the problem started, it is exactly the same game what happened in the United States with the case of Lehman Brothers and AIG, the same thing. CDS on CDOs. Here we have CDS on government bonds. The game is the same. The people who make the game are the same. The fraud is the same. The scam is the same. So all of us, we have to revolt because we don't have to pay this debt.
Let me cut in here, Alex, for a second. Just a couple of points. Number one, the comparison to Lehman Brothers and AIG is a good comparison. In other words, the counterparty risk, as they describe it, the billions and billions of debts that are owned.
The company sold the fraud to the government, so it's their fraud. We don't owe it because they induced us into fraud. They go to prison. The debts are written off. But if they induce us to pay off the fraud, they become our owners through fraud.
It's a daisy chain of fraud, and if one goes down, in this case Greece, you have another financial collapse like you had in 2008. Now, to get back to what Dr. Tabras was saying originally in terms of the debt and the layering of the debt, in other words, what they have discovered through their discovery process is that the same multi-billion dollar tranche of debt with interest attached to it was resold over and over and over again, the same piece of debt. So they're saying that you sold us that originally. Now we've discovered that you've sold us the same debt 10, 15, 20, 30 times, and you're charging us 30 times the interest on the same piece of debt.
You're selling us our own supposed debt back over and over again, and that's how you get bizarrisms like Bank of America foreclosing on a $1 million house they never owned or had a deed to, and it was paid for in cash. It's just pure criminal evil.
Yeah, so Greece then becomes, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the European banks own the Greek debt that is going to go down. However, the European banks bought insurance on their debt in the form of credit default swaps that were sold to them by American banks. So if what American banks are trying to do is to bleed Greece to death without an outright default, because it's a game that they're playing, a very high-stakes global risk game. If Greece outright defaults, then American banks are going to go under in a huge way because they own the insurance on the debt. So they're trying to bleed Greece to death without it going into outright default.
And Max, a lot of unsophisticated Americans or others may say, well, good, let's bleed them. That'll help us. No, the banksters will then continue the next phase against us. This is going to be painful either way. It's time to default on it all, bring the bankers down, arrest them, remonetize the system, as Ron Paul has said, through proper congressionally controlled money. It's time for the Federal Reserve, global Soros crime syndicate, to go down. You know, they're holding us hostage, saying too big to fail. It's going to hurt, but it's going to hurt worse if we let this monster pull us down with it.
That's right. And as we described it earlier, right next door to this hotel is another hotel where Steve Forbes and the International Chamber of Commerce are licking their chops 50 feet from the rock-throwing protesters discussing how to carve up the assets of Greece. You saw this as well, Dr. Tabras.
Yes. They did meeting here in the first months of 2010, of January. They called here all the international sharks of the market, you know them, all of them, they were here, Paulson Fund, Soros, all of them, and they organized first how to collapse the Greek market, how to manipulate this market, and then following the same formula of what they did in Greece, they start making the same game all around Europe. They did the same on Portugal, on Ireland, and they will follow that even in Spain and in Italy. Don't worry, they will do it.
Remember, Alex, in Iceland, 6 months before it collapsed, I made a film about the collapse of Iceland, and I met with the Lehman brokers and other Wall Street brokers discussing the collapse of the country and the currency and how they were going to profit from it. And that's what they do. They collapse countries now to profit from the collapse using these derivatives and short sales and naked short sales. And as they get bigger, and as you go through the chain of events, you go take down a Greece, then an Ireland, then you go after a Spain, which is a lot bigger.
A big juicy.
And then you become a monster, and then you can attack Great Britain. You can actually go after America, and that's the end game.
Absolutely, and they've stated all of this, and they need to be clapped in irons immediately. These are economic terrorists. But here's the good news, and I want to get Dr. Tobras's take and your take on this in closing. We got 3 minutes left, Max. This has been very historical, the reportage here today, and I want to thank you for giving us these exclusives here at Infowars.com, the syndicated broadcast. It looks like they're failing in Greece. What does it mean that the prime minister is set to step down? Where do we go from here?
Oh, the prime minister will stay prime minister. Don't worry, nothing will change here, because unfortunately, it's not the Greek people that decides. It's not the Greek parliament that decides. They just following orders coming from abroad. They are just following orders coming from international banks and speculators. This is a game, and today, believe me, what happened in the Greek parliament today and yesterday was a shame against democracy, because yesterday all deputies, they couldn't enter in the parliament because people were outside and they were really angry, believe me. And they make something just to make to the people to think that something different could happen today. But today, prime minister was again in the parliament, he spoke against to his deputies, to his parliamentary team, and he said simply that nothing will change. We have to pay all these derivatives debts. We have to continue to pay for all our lives, and nothing will change. That is the game, unfortunately.
But from what I get in the news, the European markets are crashing, and a lot of experts are thinking that Greece is going to default openly. I mean, isn't that what we're looking for here, Max?
Well, a lot of the volatility is induced to create trading opportunities. Yeah. Who are people, and we saw this in the Citibank story you can look up from a couple of weeks ago. They spread a false rumor to create volatility, to profit from the volatility. There's a lot of false rumors going on in the markets to create wild
swings. No, I understand wild swings, but overall, Greece is standing up.
Nobody has got the illusions, fake illusions here, Alex. This is a street fight. This is a brawl, and the people are bare knuckling it. And there's blood in the streets here. I can tell you firsthand. And they're not going to go away, but it's not going to be an easy fight, Alex.
All right, the fight is on. Thank you, Max Kaiser. Thank you, Dr. Tobras. Wiener is giving his resignation speech right now, but Congressman Wiener is only an errand boy sent by a grocer to collect a bill, as Colonel Kurtz would say, by the crony capitalist non-free market George Soros class that pushes socialism through government to collectivize our wealth and then transfer it to themselves. And you see great examples of this with the big mega central banks. But I've seen one of the clearest examples in a long time with Formula One. You know about Jerry Jones up in Arlington, Dallas area, getting over $1 billion for Cowboy stadiums. You've seen it in countless other cases where they claim a stadium's going to be $500 million and ends up being $1 billion or more, and it's taxpayer money. And they sell it that, well, we'll sell this debt, we'll sell these bonds, and then you'll get all this business. Well, here's the deal. Doing research on the owner and really the creator of modern Formula One, he's made almost all of his money in Europe by dozens of tracks being built by government money. And now he's got track projects going on, two of them, here in the United States. And here's Bloomberg Business Week goes on to say the state of Texas is planning to fund, but they've got to get Austin, where I live, and the county to pony up the largest portion of it, $250 million of taxpayer money and tax breaks. So you don't have to pay taxes, and you get our money to build this giant Formula One complex. Now, this individual, his daughter, Petra Ecclestone, 22, he just gave her $4 billion. He's worth $23 billion and growing. And now he's moving the Formula One franchise more and more to the United States, expanding it. And he wants a quarter billion dollars, and of course it always goes over, to build this giant modern Formula One facility out in East Austin. All the local real estate moguls are getting special deals on it. The politicians are getting front row seats and cozying up. Most of them sell out for nothing. And here she is, fat off of European taxpayer money, now becoming fat off American taxpayer money, getting the biggest mansion, 57,000 square feet in Los Angeles, 57,000 square feet. That's just the main house. There's some other buildings. Biggest mansion in the United States, $150 million, Aaron Spelling. And don't worry, she's got another $100 million mansion. And most of their profits, you see, are from the facilities being given to them free. Now, this is why no one can compete with the globalists. They control the issuance of currency and credit, but as if that's not enough, they get taxpayers to pay for their sports stadiums, their Formula One tracks, their NASCAR tracks, and I hear idiots calling to talk radio and go, good, it'll be good for our economy, it'll be good for our economy. Oh, social health care is going to be good. Oh, yeah, the insurance companies write the health care to make 35 million Americans buy it, to control what doctors can give you care-wise, to lower the cost. They have Obama's surrogates come out and say you're a racist if you don't want government-run health care, crony capitalist health care. It's not even socialist. Socialism doesn't exist. It's always a scam. It's always so they can domesticate you and control you and skim most of it off of themselves. And then thousands of companies, the first one, of course, McDonald's, all their employees don't get it, but the hamburger place next door has to. This is mafia government, selective enforcement, General Electric, running the carbon tax laws, running the White House Economic Council. They are exempt from the carbon taxes, exempt from the new rules. The head of energy, Department of Energy, announces massive shutdowns of coal plants, 52% of our energy in the U.S., but not GE. They can build all they want. They don't have to upgrade. This is the nature of it, and I've got to pay my money so that this woman can live in $150 million mansions. I've got to see cops told that the economy's imploding and they've got to write more tickets, so they're everywhere. All these new taxes, and the cops think write more tickets to pay for their salary. Meanwhile, more and more of the money goes offshore, goes into these bond deals the cities and counties have done. And we're going to go just like third world nations. We're going to be just like Argentina, just like Venezuela, just like Nigeria. It's over. When corruption comes in and when special groups come in and buy your politicians off and can openly exempt themselves from the laws they've passed, Big Agra, trying to pass laws to openly shut down local farms and ranches where they can't even operate. There's so many regulations, they are exempt. This is so transparent, so brazen, so criminal, it makes me want to throw up that I have to sit there and look at some 22-year-old heiress fat on taxpayer money and people going bankrupt and losing their houses in Europe and the United States and bedlam breaking loose and old people eating dog food literally so George Soros and people like her can live in $150 million houses and take over Greek islands. It's sick. These people are parasites. They're out in the open. It's disgusting. And all over the country and all over the world, they are raping us 7 ways to Sunday. And I've had enough of it. It doesn't get any more out in the open, naked, brazen than this.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, it's very simple in the final equation. Powerful groups have always gotten together, taken over governments, whatever the system is, and started consolidating all businesses, all industry, all land under them through fraud. It's called tyranny. And it's a disease that every republic, every nation, every empire gets, and we got it really bad. Now, this is simple common sense in mathematics. If special interests can make you build the sports stadium and make you build the Formula One and make you pay trillions of dollars in, quote, bailouts to them that they designed, holding economies hostage, what comes next? Every step they take, they get wilder, they get crazier, they get more out in the open, and a lot of people get more disheveled, more people get more downtrodden, they get more lackadaisical, they get more and more, they just give up. And then what happens is societies totally collapse, production drops down to nothing, and the banking parasites move on to the next country they haven't fully dominated yet, just because it's still got a lifeblood. So it's very, very simple. The globalists are setting up a tyranny to continue the mining operation, and they are shearing the sheep now down to the bone. Look at America now as a giant farm, and they're targeting the middle class. That's why every time I turn TV on, CNN, ABC News, This Week with Christina Amanpour, any of them, it's Warren Buffett, it's Ted Turner, it's Bill Gates, what great heroes they are. How they care so much about everybody, how they love us, how they want to raise taxes on everybody, on the quote rich, that means somebody making $500,000 a year, $100,000 a year, and how they don't pay enough taxes. Meanwhile, they have the laws written to where they pay 0 to 2.4, 2.8, Google, Microsoft, all of them. Now, they are getting most of their contracts from government, most of it from major combines. They're creating monopolies. So you have the richest people in the world constantly promoting higher taxes, which they have written the laws to be exempt from. It's elementary. And you go to EDS and Ross Perot, he got financed by government contracts. You look at Microsoft, all these people, Oracle, it's always government seed money. And that's how they control the system. And so you sit there and you watch people exempt from the taxes telling us that we need to have our taxes raised for constant, you know, hotel projects and golf courses and developments, Formula One, NASCAR, billion-dollar sports stadiums as they make obscene profits, not from free market. They're squeezing the blood out of us, and I've had enough of it. And it's time for the stupid moron liberals to shatter their paradigm and realize, just like in Soviet Russia, any big pot of money is going to be robbed by the insiders. The only way you stop that is true libertarian free market. But you got the fake libertarians, like the founder of PayPal, who's all into transhumanism and world government openly. We've been doing research on him. And the head of Microsoft and all of them there openly trying to censor the web and consolidate it for a monopoly for them. They're not free market. And you've got them saying anything corporate is okay. These corporations act as governments. They grow fat off of our money. And so you've got to learn that there's a counterfeit of true libertarian ideas. You need local autonomy and control. You need to be self-sufficient. And big, mega, big things are always bad because they always become and operate like governments. The Rockefellers, going back 100 years ago, would send their Pinkerton security and people just out to mow down whole groups of people that own their property. Sometimes they'd kill hundreds at a swath. Look up history. They operated. They were bigger than government until folks stood up to them. These are terrorists. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz joins us, and I'm glad that we got her on today for the balance of the hour to talk about the move towards World War III, the open move for ground troops into Libya, talk of invasions into Syria, aircraft carriers steaming into the area, all of this coming down as they openly announce a private global corporate government we will pay our carbon taxes to. And she's a former secretary of assistant secretary of housing for federal house commissioner under Bush 1, managing director and member of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., and she has led the portfolios and investment strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities, Solari.com, and she blew the whistle on corruption more than a decade ago. And she was also the president of Hamilton Securities Group, investment bank and financial software developer. She can expose the whole promise situation with that software. But Catherine, Am I wrong in saying we can see the acceleration? Clearly, they're pulling the trigger on global conflict as a smokescreen for destabilization to further consolidate wealth worldwide.
Well, this has been going on for some time. We're moving into the Middle East and asserting much greater control. And part of that, Alex, is more war. And part of it is with the economy, to the extent it is, you know, I hate to say this, but we're in a war machine, and the war machine needs another war. So whether it's conquest of more markets to keep the system subsidized or more war to keep the war machinery.
Hey, Catherine, are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Because I'm having trouble picking up. Are you near a landline?
I'm not.
Okay, well, just are you on a hands-free?
Yes.
Can you unplug the hands-free?
I'm not using a headset.
Okay, well, just try to get the receiver closer to your mouth because I want to be able to hear the important things you're saying. Go ahead, start over.
So, Alex, the whole planet is run with an investment model. I call it the central banking warfare model. And the central banks print money, and then the military makes people make it. And right now, it's in a downward spiral. It's not efficient. So as we centralize, we choke off real market activity. You're right. Real markets work, and we're not using them. And the more centralized it becomes, the weaker it becomes, the more fragile it becomes, and then the more market you need. And so moving in a much bigger way, it doesn't surprise me the Bilderbergers are talking about much more war in the Middle East. They need much more war in the Middle East, especially if you're going to keep driving up the oil price. So if you're going to have a controlled and very high oil price, then you've got to assert control of the Middle East or you can't get there. So, you know, we've seen an effort globally to maintain a very high oil price, and they need much more control in the Middle East if they're going to make that happen, and they need it if they're going to keep the war economy going. So as long as we're in this model, we're going to see more and more warfare, both economic warfare and physical warfare. It's sort of an economic imperative. Now, it's very unpleasant, but the reality is, can we change the model? And you're right, part of changing the model is decentralizing. And right now, there's been a tremendous effort to centralize, and it's choking off entrepreneurial activity and capital to entrepreneurial activity everywhere. And, you know, one of the challenges, though, Alex, is if you look at every American's household budget and if you look at their assets and their savings and their investments, we're all financing it. So, you know, most people, for example, hold tremendous amounts of money in treasury securities and other
government. And you talk about ways to divest, to get out of their system on your Solari website. That's excellent. But why every time a global implosion starts and they're greedily consolidating wealth, but it's also endangering their system at the same time, why do these elites always try to launch new wars?
Because war is good for business. In other words, war, how did we get out of the Depression? We had World War II. So, unfortunately, we now have several generations of people, both leaders and societies, that know how to make money from war, but they don't know how to make money from peace. I mean, war is a good business, and it's a way to generate business fast and to pick up natural resources cheap and to get more. You know, I hate to say it, you know, for many, many centuries, war is work, and that's what this system knows how to do. And the question is, can we get to another system? Part of what you're watching, and we're seeing this with the possibility of a Greek default yet again hanging over the market, is we have an entire generation of baby boomers in the first world who generated lots of capital, but now they're aging and they're ready to retire. And it's very economically attractive to aggregate those contracts and shift the capital out to the emerging markets or out into space, which is what they're doing. And they've shifted that money out, and now the boomers are ready to retire, and that the politics of that have to be faced. And it's a very ugly politics, and it's a very scary politics.
Yeah, the baby boomers' money...
have another war.
Exactly. The baby boomers' money has been stolen, and so now we've got to go into a pure authoritarian system so they don't get too uppity during that process. But I don't see things going well for the globalists, for the social engineers, and that's my big concern, Catherine, is that They're full of hubris, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it. And they have the nukes, they have the military, but and they're committed to holding on to power and expanding it. But you can see the collision course where it takes us to rack and ruin.
I agree. I think they are having real trouble. And they're having real trouble, Alex, because the, you know, implementing the various plans to let the baby boomers down nice or hard are not working. You know, trying to get an austerity program implemented in Greece, you know, they're facing unbelievable pushback. And so you have not only the sort of competition between the pro-centralization and the pushback from everybody else, but the other thing you've got is you've got real disagreements between the various leadership. So the European leadership squabbling with the American leadership, and the squabbles are very, very hard to manage. And I think, you know, for people to be part of something, they need to have a real mission and vision that they share. It has to be about more than power. It has to be about more than money. It has to be part of something, you know, you all really want to be a part of and believe in. And they lack a vision which is really attractive and inspiring. You know, it lacks light. And so I think the chances of, you know, of things falling apart because they can't hold it together are reasonably good. And, of course, that's always the risk that happens. Now, you know, I hate to tell you, if you really want to see a decentralized society, then we need the centralized society to fail. So, you know, you can't get to a success without having a failure of that which you don't want to.
And we've got to get in prepared for the failure. It's not that we even want it to fail, or correct me if that's not your view. It's that their system is designed to consolidate and turn us into vassals while they kill us with the GMO food and the rest of it. And so their economic looting is a process of putting us into a servile position for our population to be reduced. It's like in James Bond movie, do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. People need to really get through.
Right, but remember, Alex, let me speak in your defense because I've been part of, you know, at a lower level, the leadership. And what I will say is they're grappling with a message from the American people that says, look, we just want more stuff. We want more money. We want more stuff. And we're not willing to be held accountable and live within a financially accountable model. So they've never seen a real political support in this country for anything that's accountable, whether it's at the local or global level.
But from the deep literature of the upper crust of the ruling class, they are obsessed with a planetary dictatorship to forcibly reduce population. They do just call us right. A disease, and it's social Darwinism. So whatever horrible things they do to us is loving for the planet at the end of the day. Because after all, you know, it's kind of like you dehumanize the Native Americans before you kill them. Or you dehumanize right. The Arabs before you kill them. Or you dehumanize right. The Jews before you kill them in Nazi Germany. We see the same mindset being basically pushed.
Right, we see an anti-humanist mindset, but we don't just see it at the top, Alex. At this point, it runs throughout different parts of the culture.
No, that happens in any big rodent population. If they've done studies, the rodents at a higher population start eating each other, killing each other. The rats start having wars, and you look at the general public. Most of them hate each other. They're nasty. They're entitled. They're petulant. They're not excited. They're not seeing the beauty of the world. I agree with you. It's very, very scary. So it's not just the social engineers making culture ugly. The general public, some of them say, good, let us have war. Let us have destruction because they're so unhappy. That's because they are decadent and haven't tasted real degradation. They will beg and plead right. Later.
Right. So here's the reality. If you know, there are a lot of honest people in leadership positions, and what they've been taught is trying to do the right thing for the whole will only get you punished. And it's not just punished from the top, it's punished from the bottom. So that's part of the conundrum of how we get here to there. Now, what can people do? And I think the first thing is to think law of attraction. What you want to do is you want to separate yourself out as much as possible. You want to put as many degrees of separation between you and the people who are centralizing things and also you and the people who are not productive. I mean, you want to limit your network. You want to limit your work and business life to people who are positive and who get real things done. And a lot of this is going to come because millions and millions of people, you know, I once had a friend who ran for governor in the state of Tennessee, and he said, you know, you think a snowflake is powerless until you realize if enough get together, they can shut down New York City. And the reality is the system we're watching can't succeed. And so the rest of us have got to withdraw and start, you know, and this is, comes down to thousands of incremental things to build a more self-sufficient, decentralized economy locally and in your networks. Everybody's different, so how it plays, you know, plays very much on where you are and what you're into. But you want to put as many degrees of separation between you and people who can be trusted as possible. It's just good old-fashioned common sense, and part of what we're seeing in the economy is people just withdrawing because they've had it. They realize something, you know, this is terribly unhealthy and terribly perverted. So they, you know, that's the natural recession that happens when people say, you know, I don't want to invest in this. This is kooky.
Well, it's all coming to a head, and with all our military intel sources say they are getting ready for the big ground invasion of Libya and Syria and the whole nine yards, which is what the Bilderberg Group reports coming out last week confirmed. We've got a new full data dump from the Bilderberg sources. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war and alternative media. And they are going to try to bring in a total authoritarian planetary system. And all of humanity needs to understand that these top globalists are not going to give us any quarter.
Okay, so let me make a prediction, because the Bilderberg meeting is important, but for people based in North America, the most important meeting is coming up in the third week of July, and that's Bohemian Grove. And I know you know it's coming up, Alex. You've done more than anybody to bring transparency. People will come to, you know, leaders will come together at the Grove. A lot of decisions will be made, including my guesses on the debt ceiling and sort of the budget deals for next year, but also currently.
And so you're saying we'll see a lot of decisions at the end of July when they break up. By the way, the Washington Post had a big article today about it.
I saw that. Yeah, I mentioned you.
Well, it showed the our whole video on YouTube, The Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and it was a pretty fair piece. I mean, what does that say about the system that more and more they are?
Well, these guys want a QE3, and the way they're going to get it is to let things really slow down throughout the summer.
You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender? All right, Catherine Austin Fitz, a financial expert, is our guest. And her phone lines went down before the show today. That's why she's on cell. But it's been pretty much intelligible, so we appreciate her. Got a few final news items I'm going to hit. But, Catherine, finishing up, you're right. The ruling class that goes to Bilderberg, most of them also go to Bohemian Grove. And in that 15-day meeting with all the male prostitutes and the drugs and the alcohol, a lot of the decisions do get made. So you're predicting that we'll see what's going to happen with the debt ceiling and so much more after the mainly Republican leadership gets together for a little gay sex? Is that what you're saying, Catherine?
Yeah, my read is that they want another QE3. They want to pump the economy hard, and they're going to do that, but they want political support for it. So they're going to let us really choke during the summer. The Grove will approve a QE3, and then we'll come out, and it'll be quite a fractious fall, but one in which inflation will kick up even more. So I think they're working towards getting a QE3 and a deal on the budget to really stick with the Main Street, and I think they'll get it. So it's going to make – watch what they do with the Grove and watch what Congress does before it leaves or right after the Grove gives them the signal.
Absolutely. Well, again, the website for folks to visit is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Catherine, thank you for popping in with us to give us the latest on what's happening economically.
Have a great day, Alex.
You too. There goes Catherine Austin Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, joining us today. I didn't really get into this, but this is big news. We'll be sure and cover this more tomorrow. ISA leaks ATF emails because they lied before Congress and said they didn't know anything about shipping the guns to Mexico so they could track them back and blame the Second Amendment. But the government, through subpoenas, has the emails and witnesses, and that the ATF had cameras in the shops running the whole thing. That's out of the Hill newspaper. Huge news. Obviously, Wiener has now resigned. And we've got this article is so important and needs to get out to everybody because we got a little bit of the data last week, and that was linked on Drudge for 2 days. This is the full agenda now for multiple sources plus Tucker's internal mole. Insider leaks reveal full Bilderberg agenda on war and alternative media and more. This article's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, also GCNLive.com. Needs to get out to everybody. Also, First Lady wants Hollywood to excrete even more pro-military propaganda. It's just propaganda, whether you're for the military or whatever it's doing or not. It's just you're being brainwashed. That's at GCNLive.com. Also, U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. That's the big news from our internal sources. This article needs to get out to everybody. And the video that we shot last night that breaks it down, three-minute video, so important for everyone to see that information. Canada's parliament endorses military escalation and invasion, so all of that is now getting in line. Just so much news and information. Good news, Rick Perry's been forced to put the anti-TSA groping bill on the special session, so great job to everybody out there on that front. Great job to our crew, Max Kaiser, all of our affiliates, all of our guests. Everything that we've been covering, the news breaking and the investigations at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are nothing less than remarkable. And we are being censored more and more with the new Google algorithms. We are being blocked more and more. We are blocked on most military bases, college campuses. There's a reason they don't want you to see Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's a reason they don't want you to get the DVD Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Obama Deception, or Fall of the Republic, or any of the films available at Infowars.com. Because those films, when you make copies of them and air them on Access TV and get them out to people, are waking folks up because they've got the truth. The light of truth is contagious. It sets bushfires in the minds of humans everywhere, and no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Now, I got a bunch of guest hosts tomorrow while I get some key work done. You'll want to join that special transmission with Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, and others. And I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time.
Thank you for listening.
Spread the word about the broadcast. It's growing virally. I'm risking my life to do this.
Today.
We can beat these people!